Hey, welcome to the ROTFL podcast. This is your host, Josh Dark, naked and afraid in a public park. And with me, as always, the Chong to my Cheech. I've seen him snort comet, and he spews nothing but murder vomit, kill a puke.
What up?
What up, pimpin'? How's it been, man?
It's been all right. You know, can't complain.
Long time no see, dude.
Yeah, where you been?
Not very far. Hold on. Let's kick it off.
What? Who? Me?
Yeah, what the hell, man? Oh. You gotta be able to take the reins when I do that shit.
I thought you said you were gonna kick it off.
What the fuck?
Alright, so...
I had to turn off my fan. You can't have that shit fucking wah, 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 wah in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
It'd be like wah, 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 wah.
I just did it right now. Alright, so... You wanna start this fucking race running?
Let's see what you got, man, to contribute.
All right, so, yeah, fuck it. So, let's offend some people today.
No, let's not do that, please. Let's get some listeners before we start offending people.
Well, that's what I had in mind, man, so that's the only thing I got.
Just fucking go. Be tame, bro. All
right. So, let's start this one over.
Can't start it over. Just go.
All right, so I was at work, right? Mm-hmm. And I was telling a story. Like, most of my stories, I cuss and say fucked up shit. So I ended up, the word faggot slipped out of my mouth, right?
Oh, that's not good.
Right, you know. And so the girl I was working with, she's 18, you know. Can't blame her. She's, you know, young and
stupid, blame her. Yeah, gotcha. You know,
she's young and dumb, so.
You're the one that yelled the F word, and then she's the young and dumb one. I got you.
Right. So, you know, she's like, that word is so offensive. And I was like, what? I was like, offensive to who? And she was like, to me. You know, I'm a pansexual. And I was like,
yeah.
So what's a pansexual? And, you know, she went on the list about how, like, she's attracted to, you know, everything pretty much. And I was like,
what?
Is
that what it is?
I guess they like to fuck Tupperware or something. Like,
well, Tupperware is not necessarily a pan.
Yeah, so pans. They like cooking utensils and whatnot. So let's
see. We're talking like a La Croisette signature cast iron round Dutch oven, or like a
right,
or like a Teflon classic nonstick from Mason.
Yeah, nonstick for sure. They love all the pans.
Faberware.
Fucking
I got you, bro.
George Foreman grill.
It's on with the George Foreman. You know what they say when you go George Foreman, bro.
That's all you need.
You never go back, bro, once you go George Foreman if you're a pansexual.
Yeah. So she goes on and I was like, let me tell you something about all this stuff. Like, I was like, all this new
words of wisdom.
All this new gender stuff. Like, I was like, you know,
it's like, get over,
you know, back when we were kids, like, girls would do stuff like they would say they're a lesbian to get like attention, you know. But nowadays, saying a lesbian, that's just normal shit now. So now they got to go up and beyond to get attention. So they say
it's they're trying to one up,
right? Exactly what exactly what I think it is.
Because the gay and lesbian community, not only was eating a pussy if you were a female or sucking a dick if you were a male. Not only was that like a revolutionary thing and a big old like,
right, middle, everybody came out.
Yeah, middle finger to the man and like antisocial. Like, it was like some fucking, you know, anarchist thing to the status quo back in the day. Well, that all went away when it all became
the norm.
Accepted. Exactly. Right. And now they have to come up with, make new shit.
Exactly what it is. Like, they're making shit up so they could be special. You know?
Yeah, well, you know what? People will find that very offensive. And you know what? Whatever, dude. Because isn't that already a thing? Look, at okay. Pansexuality or omnisexuality is just an attraction towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity. So it's basically genderless. It doesn't matter what you are. If I like you, I like you. And
right.
It's okay to have sex with you.
Yeah, that's
Wasn't
what you-
that already a thing?
Yeah, that's what she was explaining to me. Like she's attracted to all types and races and all that.
So basically, it's bisexual. That's all it is.
Well,
because she's willing to do either sex, depending if she likes him or not.
Right.
Isn't that just bisexual?
You would think so, but I guess it goes deeper than that because now they have like all kinds of different classifications and stuff. But
fuck, bro, you gotta like take a college class to fucking stay hip on all this shit.
Right. So you know, I started laughing, of course, because that's what I do. I laugh at everything. But she was like,
"Yeah, that's offensive."
So I started laughing. I was like, you know, me and my brother were spitballing this thing around. Like, and I was like, well, you know what? I woke up this morning, you know, and I'm a black man, you know? And she's like,
that's, you are really treading on bad territory now.
Well, no, well, she was like, well, you can't do that. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean I can't do that? I was like, that's racist, you know? Telling me.
Wait, which one?
No, who's the racist? She's saying that I can't do that. Like, you know, isn't that racist, right? Who's racist now? Like I'm just a black man. I'm just a black man trying to get through this. I'm just a black man trying to get you know, a leg up in this
world,
tough world. You know,
like, well, there are plenty of white people who think they're black and they identify as black as much as blacks would probably not like that or disagree with that. You know,
right?
So, I mean, there's a lot of black people that were righteously in the struggle and in the civil rights movement and did a lot of work to get where they are today, to have some white kid from the suburbs go around saying he's black.
So,
do you know what I'm saying, though?
Right.
But no. I totally agree with your point.
Right.
And where does it end?
Right. What? Why is it cool to have a gender that doesn't exist and to claim that, but why can't you claim something that does exist? And anyway, there was a whole long thing, and I was like, check this out. I'm just a black man. You know, I woke up a black man this morning, and she was like, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's racist. And I was like, you know,
no.
I was like, how is it racist? You know, I identify as a black man. I was like, look it, I have bad credit. I have a long.
Negative, negative, negative. Yeah, moving on from all that. But here's the deal. Where does it end? If they do that, where does it end? And if they're going to go far and say they're pansexuals, why not just get rid of the whole gender thing together? Why do they have to label themselves? These are the same people who go and say, I don't want to be labeled, and they're fucking labeling themselves.
Right.
I don't know what to say on it. You know, okay, I don't think it needs a label. I say go love who you want to love, and that's it, and that's all. And I don't think people should tell other people what the fuck they should love and what they should do and all that. You know, what's in their bedroom is in their bedroom, and that's the way it is. But I really don't want to fucking hear about it, and I really don't want to hear your politics and these inventions that you're creating and making my life way harder because I got to be fucking politically correct and walk on fucking eggshells everywhere I go because you want to create something this week.
Yeah.
And you know, she doesn't have a right to tell you you're not a fucking black guy. As ridiculous as it sounds. No, I mean, it is. It's ridiculous. And she doesn't have a right because all she's saying is, hey, I'm a pansexual and you have to accept that and you don't have the right to tell me different. And you're saying the same thing.
Right.
Hey, well, I'm a black guy.
That's
and
exactly
you don't
the point
have
was,
the right to fucking tell me what I am. But
right. That was the point I was trying to make. That was
it changes when it's those type of things. When you start using different verbiage, it definitely changes. But at the same token, the only thing you can't do in these gender things, you can't bring race into it. Like where you fucked up is when you said, well, I'm a black guy. When you try to change up your race like that, identify like that, that's out the window.
But why?
If you're white, you just can't do that. Okay. And I'm sorry, but I don't think that's how it works out. And I know there's no difference, but that's just the way it works out. Race is too touchy of a subject.
No, but see, that's, you know, you can't say that because that's the same thing as saying that black people can't.
Who cares?
No, I'm just saying.
Who cares what I can say? I'm saying that's the way it is. Yeah, you can say, oh, well, you can't say, yeah, you can say that because that's how it is. And if you think I'm different, go in any fucking chat room and go run that drag you just ran down and see how far you get. You will be fucking attacked, dude. Go on Twitter and say some shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
You will get attacked by 100,000 fucking people, bro, ripping your head a new asshole. But the only thing you can't do.
You know what I would think? I think it was funny, but Yeah, no,
I know you would think it was funny because people have sense of humor, bro, but sense of humor seemed to have gone out the window.
Yeah, people, that's the thing. People don't have a sense of humor about shit no more. And
no, everyone's like, fucking like, imagine, super serious.
Yeah, imagine if they tried to make Blazing Saddles like nowadays. Oh my God. Like, that, well, there's no way they'd be able to make something like that.
Blazing Saddles, maybe, because fucking Mel Brooks was kind of a fucking genius.
He was a genius.
Pulled that off. But there's some movies you couldn't do. There's just some movies that got some slips in them. It's just like one sentence in the whole movie, and you're like, oh, what the fuck?
What was that one where what's that dude with the white hair where he was a black guy? The Wild and Crazy. I'm a Wild and Crazy Guy. Steve Martin, thought he was black.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can pull that off.
Yeah.
No, but it seems like gender is on the table to where you can play around with it nowadays. But the only thing you cannot do is be a white male and say you're a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
I thought that's what you said you are.
I identify as a lesbian, a big butch lesbian, by the way, trapped in a man's body. And I fucking defy you. I defy
to
you.
Tell you different?
To tell me or the world different. That's who I am, and if you don't fucking accept it, well, you can suck my clitoris. And that's all it is, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a big old clitoris you got there.
My penis is an over-glorified clitoris, and that's it. There is nothing there, dude. And if fucking you want to fucking, you think I'm lying, I will fucking make that the next episode podcast cover, and I will take a picture of my penis, you know, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And I even got tits, bro. Tell me I ain't a fucking woman trapped in a man's body. And you know what?
You definitely got the haircut. Not allowed to
say I got the haircut down, and people cannot fucking say that, bro. I am not allowed to say that, bro. I cannot say I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body, but that's exactly what the fuck I am. I do and feel everything a strong, proud lesbian woman feels, and it's fucking bullshit I have to hide in this fucking dirty, rough male exterior. It's disgusting.
Right. All right, so moving on or what?
Well, yeah, I suppose. Now, it got me all riled up now.
Well, you cut me off on that. You know what I mean? My fucking whole punchline I had.
Yeah, but that's a punchline you can't say.
Yeah, it would have been offensive.
That will ruin us.
And, okay, just to the 16 listeners that we have, just to be clear, I just say this shit to be funny.
Everything we say on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is a complete and utter fabrication of the truth. It is nothing more than fucking our attempt to get somebody, you fucking serious fucks, dude, to laugh.
You're right.
That is it. There is nothing we say that is serious. And even when we're serious, the only way we can be serious in reality, and I've known Lucas, I've known fucking Kill a Puke for fucking 20 plus years. The only way we can be serious, and I fucking kid you not,
but 30 plus years.
30 plus years. The only time when we're serious is when we're fucking sick as fuck off heroin and we're trying to find another fix, dude.
Yeah.
And even then we're barely serious, or somebody has to die. Like literally one of our friends has to die for us to be serious for 5 minutes and go, "Oh, that's fucked up, bro. Yeah. Oh, well." Fucking that's it.
So, we'd be like, remember when you did this?
Yeah, and we start laughing. Exactly, dude. And that's our whole life. It's a complete fucking joke. And if you don't have a fucking sense of humor about this ridiculous fucking thing we call fucking human existence, then you're a piece of shit and you should kill yourself. And that's just how it is.
Either that or just laugh. How about that? Don't kill yourself. We don't want you to kill yourself.
No,
just
bullshit.
Laugh.
If you can't fucking laugh at everything, then kill yourself. Because here's the deal. The only reason you should be a serious person, a dead, fucking cold stone serious person, don't vape so close to the mic, bro. It sounds fucked. The only way you should be a serious fucking person is if you know the meaning of life. If somehow you got to plug in with our fucking universal fucking alien creators and you know the whole story. Unless you know the whole story, there's no reason to be serious, dude, because you don't even have 1% of one fucking 0 billionth of a percent of it figured out. So don't fucking pretend you do and be serious. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's all a bunch of gobbledygook, dude. Everything is gobbledygook. Religion, spirituality, fucking school, everything. We have nothing figured out. Everything we do is to get by from day to day, and anything else is fucking cocksuck.
Right. It all changes. It all changes.
It's all fluid, bro.
Yep.
Until we come out with them quantum computers, bro.
or aliens come down and make contact, which they already have, but...
I wish they would let us fucking know.
Yeah, they already have, but... You know.
And speaking of aliens, Storm Area 51, these assholes tried to get together, and they started some Facebook group. Nice segue, thank you very much. We started some Facebook group saying, yo, everybody...
We're all going to do it. Let's get on board
together, with our fucking Make America Great Again hats and fucking Storm Area 51. And guess what, dude? Bunch of assholes. 40 people showed up, dude. And at one point,
there was like 200,000 signed up to it.
All on the Facebook chat, fucking sucking each other off in the comments. Like, reply, right. Happy emoji, shocked emoji, hoo-hoo, fucking, and guess what? 40 people showed up, and you know what I gotta say? Heroes of the week, those 40 fucking people that showed up. Thank you for showing up. One of them had to be the guy that started the chat, otherwise you are the biggest asshole in the world. But you other 39 motherfuckers who showed up, dude, you guys... have my props, bro, because you guys are champs, and I appreciate you guys going and doing that, because as much as I wanted to, I would never do that.
Ever.
I don't want to get shot.
What about, we were spitballing about, you know, how to get into Area 51, me and you out.
I forget this one.
You know, you do. You fucking, if you know, we've got to make goals if we get so many people, so many listeners, you know, how we'll get a big-ass fucking box, like a tractor... like a tractor engine box, and then fucking hook it up, and then put a.
The fucking that one thing where I said let's just mail it.
Yeah, we'll mail it to fucking Area 51 with us inside of it.
All right. You know what, listeners out there, if anyone could help us with the logistics of this, we want to get a big enough box where we can create like a thing that will let me and Killer Puke right here survive in the box. For about a week, so we can get shipped via UPS or some type of courier service. We're probably going to have to hire a specific truck or courier service and get sent, but we want to be able to survive in the truck. We want ventilation. We want food. We're going to want some type of electricity, you know, so we can play our podcast while we're fucking getting shipped. But we want to get shipped via UPS. And no bullshit, we want to do this. And that's a brilliant idea. To Area 51. But how do we get the address? I don't even think there is an address, bro.
We can figure it out.
I bet they do not have an address. I bet they don't get mail, dude. Do you know how they get to Area 51, right? You've watched all them documentaries and shit?
Well, I even read a book about
where they fucking go through Vegas on that fucking secret airport strip and fucking take that one plane inside every day, in and out.
Right, but there is a road, but...
there is a road, yeah.
There is
them
a road.
People all try to go, all them assholes try to go like to the fence line all the time, and them fucking military dudes that work there always got to show up with weapons, and they're like, dude, turn the fuck around.
Yeah,
asshole.
They roll up fast too.
Yeah, but dude, when I was a kid,
me and my dad went over there.
What about we catapult ourselves into it, or like a trebuchet?
We'd have to figure out the fucking landing. We have to stick the landing.
You know how the Mars rover landed?
With the balls all around it?
Yes.
Yeah, but that was a machine. I don't know if that's going to work with people.
Bro, we launch ourselves, and then we fucking pull the thing on our fucking thing, and a bunch of fucking giant balls.
Airbags? Strap a bunch of airbags to us?
Yes, like a bunch of giant beach balls duct taped to us, and we just bounce around when we land, bro. And hey, and I was thinking about this because you were telling me how you skydived.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool, which is awesome fucking thing. I'd never do it, but.
You're going next time.
If they can do the Mars rover thing, I mean, that thing is pretty heavy, and it falls from the atmosphere, bro. That's a long drop, dude.
Yeah.
And it hits the ground and bounces around, and that fragile piece of equipment is good to go. So if that's the case, why can't humans do that? Instead of skydiving, why not do the beach ball dive where you just dive with nothing, and then when you hit the ground, a bunch of inflatables, airbags pop up, and you just bounce around?
I don't know.
Instead of a parachute.
Test it out.
I mean, you could do different landings that way. You know what I mean? Like, you could land in probably, like, more hardcore terrain that way and be safe.
Right. True, true.
But I don't know. I don't know why people haven't done that.
They probably tried it, dude, but it probably just...
It's probably too expensive.
With crash test dummies, and they fucking fucks them up.
Well, they're like a parachute costs like $10 in fabric, and that this fucking beach ball thing costs like 10 grand.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would be cool. I would rather do that than a parachute, bro. I'd rather hit the ground bouncing, dude, than fucking hope a piece of fabric saves my life.
Dude, it was cool, man. Like, I'm telling you.
Oh,
you
I bet it is.
It's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. But anyone who's got any leads on being a giant beach ball from the atmosphere and hitting the earth and surviving, fucking shoot me shoot me an email. And everybody, please hit us up at rotflpodcast@gmail.com if you got something you want to talk about, if you got a crazy story you want to share. And you guys get the gist of our podcast, dude. You know what I mean? Anything goes, dude. You got something fucking sick and foul, dude, shoot it our way, dude. We'll talk about it, bro.
You know what about, I'm saying? Yeah. So,
what else you
moving
got?
Moving on?
Yeah.
You want to do the fucking mass shooting fucking subject?
Oh, okay. Well, what do you got on that?
I don't know. I just think, you know, I don't sympathize with these people. Don't get me wrong at all. Like, I don't sympathize with them one bit, but like, who hasn't thought about, you know, killing a bunch of people? I'm just saying.
Anyone who's ever fucking...
Most people,
been,
probably.
Been to elementary school and on up.
Right. So, I'm just saying. The only thing I'm really saying is, like, if you're going to go out with a bang like that, like, so all you would-be fucking mass shooters out there, like, take some advice. Like, if you're going to do it, you know what I mean, at least do something worthwhile. Like, go on fucking Megan's Law and fucking... start killing those fucking blue dots or something. You know what I mean? Like, do a mass.
Oh, fucking... Dangerous territory you're treading on, my friend. And I'm not saying I disagree, but by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a comedy podcast. Everything that we say is completely comedian based and supposed to get a laugh. But yeah, you aren't incorrect.
Why go to
an elementary school and take out some fucking innocent little kids?
Right. Why kill fucking innocent people? Like at least do something worthwhile. Like, if you want to go out with a bang and like fucking die by fucking cop suicide, like at least do something cool.
Like, take out some piece of shits who ripped off millions of people fucking like through the banks and doing dirty like Bernie Madoff shit, or
right.
Take out fucking, you know, exactly.
Like, don't go to a church. Don't go to a school.
But, see, that's
don't go to a fucking concert with people.
But
trying
that's
to have
the
fun.
Whole point. That's the whole point of these people, bro. You got to understand the whole method behind these dudes is madness. Is they want to go to where people are like the happiest and at their most average time or day in their lives, and completely just disrupt the status quo. You know.
Yeah.
It ain't like they have some like, you know, some philosophy or some political agenda where they're like, yeah, let's go take out those blue dots on Megan's Law. You know, that's actually something, you know, to go fight for, or some type of ideology, as sick and twisted as murder may be.
No, but
these people want to just go to the most random places and take out a bunch of random Joes who they don't know, because it's easy, it's accessible, and it's a big fuck you to the status quo and the regular day-to-day operations of the country you're living in.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know, don't do it.
No one's gonna be pissed off if some dude goes out there and fucking takes out a bunch of Megan's Law dudes. You're gonna have a bunch of people on this guy's side.
Yeah,
bro.
Cheering him on.
Exactly.
Showing
so
up to
I
court
mean,
for him.
That's not the message he's trying to get across. He's trying to say fuck everybody. He's not trying to get an audience, you know what I mean?
Right.
But these people do try to get audiences between each other. They're on like Distro Watch or whatever the not Distro Watch, but I forget, Discord chat rooms and shit like that. And they're all like active shooter wannabes who talk to each other about how to do it and get away with it.
Really?
And they like give each other points for like who comes up with like the worst things to do. And those are and like that's where the shooters are coming out of, these chat rooms on the dark web and shit like that, bro.
Huh.
Yeah, the dark web's something fucking fierce, and we should do an episode on that sometime.
Right.
But yeah, that's what's going down, dude. Like, they're breeding these active shooters. And here's the whole thing about the active shooters, and it goes back to the last episode and the last episode before that, where we touch on people getting more disconnected from reality and from their communities, the more connected they get to the world wide web and the interwebs and the, you know, the online community and the social media, the more they're getting connected, the more lonely they're feeling, you know, and they're like forcing disconnected. These people. Yeah. They're people who are supposed to be connected. You know, if some person's got a million, you know, followers on Instagram and this they other feel person, like
somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and this other person wants to be that person. And it's like, it's basically just like a bunch of stalkers. I mean, the more popular, we've always had issue. I mean, we've always had instances of this, you know, but the more populated we get, the more instances we're seeing. And now that we're all connected, the more we're seeing it, you know, these are probably a lot of these stories we hear and see, we probably would have never heard of before because we didn't have, you know, the Shenandoah so much, Chronicle yeah. or whatever, so much, from whatever small city it was in, or it didn't make the national news.
Right. So but, much fucking news coverage on everything.
Dude, we have coverage on everything now, dude.
Yeah, there's like fucking hundreds of news channels. It's ridiculous. Well, it's good in a way. I mean, but you got to sift through so much bullshit just to get fucking any kind dude, of it's fucking hard, anything. Bro.
Like if you're a serious person that like back in the day used to wake up, used to grab your newspaper, you had your local news in the newspaper, and then you had your national news, and that's what you had, bro. There were a couple stories to get you through, you know yeah. what I mean?
But even now, even then though, back in the day, they would report the news. They wouldn't fucking push their objectives onto you, you know what I mean?
They would just agendas.
Yeah, they would report what happened and not push fucking their views, you know. But now it's I don't know.
No, that's true, but it seems like the main media is dying like big time. It took a big old tailspin, and now we have the internet, and it's like,
yeah,
people how don't. Do you the people who like news and like used to get up and read those newspapers? Those people are still around, but how do they get their news? Like, where do they go now that they have to sift through all this?
Right.
Or do they just give up? Like, I see all the news, bro, and I just give up, dude. I'm like, I cannot catch up on all this. I read like the four top stories I see, and that's enough for me, bro. I'm like, that's too much.
Yeah. I watch it in the morning and before I go to work, and that's, you know.
For real? Like, what? Like seriously, like, what do you watch?
Fox News.
Oh.
Just because.
On TV?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, I haven't watched a TV show for God knows how long. I haven't had, like, cable or anything like that for years and years and years, dude.
Yeah.
Everything I watch is just on the internet.
That's
you know?
Because I'm fucking still in the Stone Age, dude. I don't fucking know how to work these damn confangled fucking machines.
Oh, I gotta give you the crash course, bro, because you could literally watch whatever you want to watch whenever you want to watch it. Yeah. You don't have to be forced to watch some shit just because it's on.
Right. Yeah, that's about where I'm at.
Fuck yeah, dude. I just watch anime all day, every day.
Yeah, that's all I do at night. I turn on fucking Adult Swim.
Hell yeah, dude. So what else you got, bro?
I don't know. We got some missing people that were found. Missing people reports.
Missing people reports. Are these yeah. the... Is this our segment?
You
want to do it already?
I don't know. What else you got? What do you got?
I don't really have shit, dude. Oh, okay, then let's do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fuck the Dumb Shit segment, where we talk about the dumbest shit that has happened as of recent, and people, how fucking just brilliant they are. So, here we go. We got the Fuck the Dumb Shit segment. Well, let's hear a couple of those stories and save that one for last. What do you got?
So there was two missing people reports. The first one... His family reported him missing, and he was found by the cops in an abandoned train station, masturbating on a piece of rusted metal.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. That was just one dude, or there was two people?
No, it was just one dude. His family reported him missing, and
okay, so he was crazy.
Yeah, they found him like 3 days later in a train station, on top of a fucking.
Now, where do they? No, here's the thing. Where trailer. Do they get these details? Like, when the cop wrote out the report,
they walked up on him. They fucking were looking for him. They walked up on him, and he was sitting there fucking jerking off on a.
What is this dude, a failed writer or something? Like, he's got to put in that detail. He was jerking off during the noonday sun on a rusted, dilapidated piece of metal. Like, why did the rusty piece of metal?
And I don't know. I don't write the stories, man.
Hey, I found a dude masturbating. Why does he have to be masturbating on a piece of metal, bro?
He was in an abandoned train station, so, you know, it's so all kinds weird, of rust in bro. There.
So weird. Okay, we found a dude masturbating, and let's clear up the whole story. There's something wrong with the guy. He's got mental health issues. He was reported missing, and they find him masturbating. Obviously, there's something wrong with the guy, but he had to be masturbating on a piece of metal. Like, that's some weird
sexual piece of metal. It was a rusted piece of metal. But
yeah, I know. That's even worse, bro.
I hope he had his tetanus shot.
So stupid, bro.
Yeah.
It's so stupid, bro. And the stupid person in this thing is the fucking person who made the report and wrote that story, bro. That's how I feel. Because right. I'm not hating on the dude masturbating, bro, at all. Obviously, the dude wanted to get away from his parents and have some time alone so he could play with himself. Obviously, he wasn't getting the privacy he needed at home. Obviously, he thought a fucking abandoned train station would be a safe place to go do this. Why not? What is wrong with an abandoned train station? It's abandoned.
Ain't nobody around.
It wasn't an abandoned schoolyard, which A, is still abandoned, and B, it wasn't a populated schoolyard. It wasn't some weirdo shit. There was nobody there. But the ghost of some old fucking train conductor from that old weird Christmas movie with Tom Hanks, where all the CGI eyes were really fucking weird.
The Christmas Scooby-Doo, Express. Scooby-Doo and the gang caught that guy.
A ghost! We caught him masturbating on a rusted piece of metal, Scooby!
The second one was a lady. I'm not sure where she was at, but there was a huge search party for this fucking lady. And she was found, I don't know, it was like 8 hours, 12 hours later, but she was found in the search party looking for herself.
Oh, my God. See, and this is where I think this is a whole fucking hoax, bro. And this is some type of shootout to get some hits on her Facebook or Instagram page. Because you can't be that stupid. Be that stupid.
I'm telling you, I should go search it right now. But
no, because look, here's the thing. And yeah, I think you mentioned to me that she was in a different country, so she didn't understand the language so well.
Right.
So here's my question to you is if you're in a different country, you don't understand the language, you're totally a fish out of water. How do you end up in a search party looking for someone anyways? Is that your MO, is to go to weird countries where you don't know the language and just jump in groups of people you don't know what they're talking about and follow them around?
She was trying to get a taste of the fucking countryside.
Yeah, she thought she was in some wine tasting tour.
Yeah, that's what everybody does, you know?
Oh, I'll follow this group. Yeah, hey, they all got flashlights and shit. Oh, they must be going spelunking or something. And then 8 hours into it, they hand her a Gatorade and a picture of herself. And mind you, 8 hours later, she's in this group. And no one in the group noticed that this is the bitch they're looking for that's standing right there with them, helping them look. Right. Everyone in that fucking story is stupid.
Calling out her name.
Brenda! She's like calling herself out. Oh, isn't this so weird, Javier?
She has the same name as me.
Like, you look like her too. Yeah, that's weird. I'm 35, 5'6", 120. Well, I'm really 124 pounds. Don't tell anyone, though. She probably lied. She's like, I'm not 35. I'm only 29. Fucking lying about her age. Or maybe she knew she was a person and just felt so fucking stupid after 2 hours, she just went with it.
Yeah, she just went with it.
You think she would have meandered off in the woods and just kept going, dude.
Right, right.
What a fucking idiot, dude. That is hilarious. What else you got? Was there one more?
Well, I got a couple that was busted for a string of home invasions and burglaries. But that's not the news. The news is they got busted 2 years after hitting a $500,000 lottery.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
You win 500 grand. The only thing I could think of is these guys became into such a glorious lifestyle after 500 grand that they didn't want to let the lifestyle go. But then you told me the real reason why, which was
meth.
Meth. Of course.
Yeah.
$500,000 ain't going to last you shit if you're on meth. Well, that's like a half a year's worth of partying.
Right.
That's sad.
Yep.
Bro, if I had 500 grand, bro, one, I'd be set. My kid would be set. I would be set, bro. I would be invested in a few businesses.
For sure.
I'd be invested in a few businesses, and I would just sit back and take the money in, bro. I would take the money in, and I would just, the only place you would find me, if you could find me in a search party, is in an abandoned train station, jacking off on a rusted piece of fucking metal.
Yeah, but everybody know that's where you go, so, you know, they would never put out a fucking...
He's known to frequent abandoned train stations. Get rid of that rusty metal, Tom! Hide all the rusty metal. It wasn't rusty when he started. Rim shot. Hey, New York City, bro. They fucking are tripping out, dude. Because these fucking people who were working on this building found out they took a couple of the floors and brought all the ceilings down. So each of these fucking floors were only 6 feet tall. So they made 18 micro apartments, bro. They pretty much took two floors, had contractors come in, and made them into half the size. So your roof, you have to bend down everywhere you go. And they fit all these like migrants in there and charged them. And I'm thinking like little people, that is your perfect fucking pad, bro.
Right.
No longer do you have to get a giant ladder to change your light bulb.
Shit.
It's a regular fucking boom, bam pad. But those people are geniuses, bro. And they got away with it for so long. And I'm just thinking like, dude, no. Dude, finally a building inspector came in and said, what the fuck? They tried to get off on the elevator and have to bend halfway down. People are fucking nuts, bro. How the fuck? How the fuck, bro, do you get away with doing some shit like that, bro?
I don't know. They didn't, though, right?
Well, they did for a minute.
Did they did it open? And they started fucking renting places out?
Yeah, 18 little apartments. let's see what we got. Okay. Did you hear about... Oh, no. What do we got? I am running out of shit to do.
Yeah, but I got a story, but it's not a very long one. It's pretty funny.
Okay,
though.
Let's hear it.
All right, so I was at California City.
Where? How far is that? I've heard of that place.
It's in California City, so I don't know wherever that's at.
In California.
Yeah, for sure.
That's an absurd city name for a fucking city.
Yeah. But
it's like, look at me, I'm in California and we're California City.
Right. So I was in this class, a SAP class, which is a drug class.
Substance abuse program?
Right, right.
Where do they have those at?
In prison.
Okay, so you're in prison doing a substance abuse program. It is nice to hear that there are programs inside prison that will help you with your substance abuse.
Well, yeah, you go there, but you don't learn anything. It's just
exactly.
You get out of your cell. What it is, you get out of your cell for fucking a few hours of the day, and you can fucking run around and, you know.
And that's a good topic, but carry on. Let's hear the story.
Yeah, so anyways, the class is so fucking boring that, like, they have a bathroom pass, you know? And, just to, you know, everybody that's in that class, like, kind of take turns passing around the fucking bathroom pass so we can fucking get out of the stupid room for a little bit. So anyways, all right, so when you get out of your cell and you get out of your day room, you know, there's not too many places that aren't watched by cameras and or cops or whatnot, you know? But the bathrooms are one of them. So, like, one of the main bathrooms, so... since there's no cameras and no cops, you know, that's like the main place where people go to do either like drug deals or, you know, they fucking meet up, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, I happened to get this fucking, it was my turn. I got the bathroom pass to get out of the classroom. So I was walking down the hallway and, walked into the bathroom and there was, you know, like six big ass black dudes in there. Right. And so, like, I walked in, and, like, I had to take a piss. So I walked in, and, like, they all stopped doing what they're doing, and, like, all of them looked at me, you know? And so, like, the only thing I could think of, I was just like, I'm sorry I ruined your Black Panther party. And, like, so, like, a few of them got, like, you could tell they're, like, a few of them kind of got mad, you know? So, like, I thought I was going to get beat up. But then one of the dudes was actually, he was a buddy of mine. We used to bullshit and fucking tell jokes to each other all the time. So, you know, he started laughing and they all started laughing. I was like, all right, we're cool. We're cool.
So. That really happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking funny. If you're 1 second, you're like, oh, fuck, I fucked up.
Yeah.
And the next thing, you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, thank God my fucking buddy was there.
Hey, I got to check it out. I was thinking of, like, the shit we used to do in prison, bro. You know how, like, in prison, where if anything, we're thrifty. We come up with any fucking way to scam any fucking buddy, the system, any way we can to come up just a little bit, you know. Like, if you ain't got nothing going on, people do whatever it takes. If that means going to medical and faking a cold so they can get a cold set up and go sell the cold set up on the yard to get a couple soups, they'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking spin line.
But, dude, when I was in reception in Arizona, dude, I was so fucking hungry, bro. And you know, you hit that level of hunger in prison where that's all that matters to you in there.
Right.
It's currency. Food is currency in there. That's all you think about. That's all you care about. That is like your thing. Like when at the end of the day, it ain't about coming home and drinking a beer or doing a shot or fucking whatever it means. All that matters is you're coming home and eating a spread.
Yeah.
Like when store comes, you know, that every week or every once a month, however it is, wherever you're at, it's like the happiest day in your life when you got a big old store sack, bro, and you don't owe no money out, bro, and you get to go home and put that thing in your fucking locker. You know what I'm saying? But in reception, we have no food. We have no access to store. We have nothing. So I came up with this scam, bro, to get fucking extra trays, bro. Like, getting an extra tray, like, we would beg the COs every day, bro. And every once in a while, you get a cool CO who throw you a fucking extra tray, but it was, like, once a month, dude. You know what I'm saying? So what I did is I fucking took the Saran wrap off our lunch sandwiches. They would make two sandwiches and Saran wrap them, right? So I got my cellmates to get in on with me on this. They would save up their Saran wrap, and we eventually got the whole fucking room doing it. There was like 10 people in this fucking reception room with fucking bunk beds and shit, and we got the whole place to do it, dude, where everyone were switching off trays and shit like that, bro, until the COs got hip to what we were doing. But I would take all the Saran wrap off, we'd clean it up, and what we would do is I would line the floor with it, bro. I would put Saran wrap on the floor and make a big old like 4 foot by 4 foot fucking square Saran wrap, right? And stick it to the floor so it looks like nothing but the floor. So when the fucking COs went to hand out food, bro, I would pretend I dropped the stack of trays they gave me, bro. And I would drop all the food on the Saran wrap, bro. And they have to bring you different trays if you drop your food. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't make you eat that shit off the floor. So the cops would be like, clean that shit up, bro. Fucking idiot, stupid assholes. And they'd go get us 10 more trays on the radio. Bring 10 more trays down to fucking Whoop Whoop. And we would pretend we'd scoop up all that shit into one big pile, bro. Throw that shit on a fucking dude and eat double, triple ups, bro. Fucking kind, bro. And people were like, when they first saw me pull this off, bro, they were like, you are the dumbest motherfucker, bro. You are disgusting. I'm like, bro, this is as sanitary as it gets, bro.
Right.
This is Saran wrap on the floor. I know it looks gross, bro, but nothing is touching the floor. It is touching nothing but Saran wrap, bro. But I swear to God, after I did it that fucking one time and I had like 5 trays stacked up on that one little tray, bro, and everyone's mouth was salivating like Pavlov's fucking dogs, bro, I was a fucking hero, bro. I was a fucking hero, bro. And I fucking fed us like gods for like a month, bro, until finally they got pissed off and they're like, hey, you drop another tray, Clark? That's it. It's done. We don't give a fuck. We don't know what you're doing, but you're doing something.
They got hip to the skip.
Dude, they're like, every day for the last 3 weeks, you've been dropping the trays, bro. Every day. And see, I couldn't, and I didn't play it cool. You think I would skip a day or maybe do it twice a week? Bro, I did it every meal, bro. As soon as I found out, I burnt it out, bro, for 3 weeks, bro.
for fucking 3 weeks straight for three meals a day. I fucking dropped, besides lunch, I dropped all our hot meals on the floor, bro. Until finally the kitchen was like, we're done, bro. Every day we're shooting 20 extra trays down to that fucking pod, bro. And the cops were like, hey, I'm sorry. Talk to the sergeant. If you drop your food, you're eating it off the ground. That's just the way it is. And we're like, we're fucking suing you. We're getting the ACLU down here, you piece of shit. So kind, bro. I still think of those fucking days with dreamy eyes, bro. So bomb, bro. Ain't nothing like your dessert, you know, your fucking peaches mixed in with your fucking spaghetti lasagna goulash, bro. Right. Your red death mixed with your fucking, you know, grits. Fuck, bro. But yeah, fuck, man. Any way to scam that fucking system, bro. Totally kind, bro. All right. So what else do we got on the agenda? Okay. A woman climbs into a Bronx zoo exhibit. Okay?
Uh-huh.
She climbs into a Bronx zoo exhibit to taunt the lions, bro.
Smart.
Smart. African lion, bro. Hernan Reynosa, all right, started taking a video of a woman who's in the cage with the lions dancing and saying hi to the lion. And when the lion saw her, he got agitated and roared at the woman. The guy fucking ran, grabbed his family, the guy who recorded this, and ran, bro. And this is the guy who's just recording
it from safe place.
On the other side.
Yeah,
bro.
From a safe place. Yeah.
He's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. That bitch is in there. Dude, and this bitch is big and fat and out of shape, bro. I can't believe it.
Still a snack for a fucking lion. Have you seen that video where the fucking dude falls into the tiger pit?
What's that?
Have you seen the video where the dude fucking falls into a tiger pit?
Nah, he got murdered, huh?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know, bending over the fucking enclosure trying to get fucking
never,
like, a cool
ever
fucking,
when that happened.
A cool fucking selfie or something.
A selfie? Yeah. Hey, bros, what's up, Instagram right. followers?
Ah! Fucking slips, fucking falls into the fucking enclosure, and he's like crouched down, right? And this fucking lion just comes all walking up all slow, starts like sniffing him, and the dude's like crouched down, like fucking swinging his arm, you know, because the lion's like right there, like sniffing him. The lion, like, all, like, casually just fucking walks over, picks, like, grabs his fucking head and his fucking jaws, picks his ass up and carries him into the back and eats his ass.
Fucking killer, bro.
Yeah.
And that's what he gets.
Right, exactly what he gets. You hear about the fucking, these fucking idiot-ass kids that went to Yosemite National Park? I think it was Yosemite. One of those fucking, what's the national park that has the fucking buffaloes? Or bison.
That is Wyoming. That is Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. That's what it was. These fucking idiot ass kids go to fucking Yellowstone and where the fucking bison are, right? And they fucking get out of their car to fucking take fucking selfies with them. Now, of course, you know what happened. They get fucked
up. Wait, with
up.
Bison?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that much afraid of bison. I wouldn't think that different of those besides, but a lion is a different thing.
Dude,
bison, I would think more of like a big cow, bro. Like, I wouldn't think those to be that violent.
Wild animal is a wild animal. It fucked their fucking
no,
shit
those
up.
Things are big and I ain't fucking around, bro. I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't be that afraid. I would be more apt to go fuck around with a bison than I would a fucking tiger, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, true, true. But still, I ain't fucking with neither of them. They're fucking wild animals.
Nah, well, I don't know. Bison are cool. You ever ate a bison? They're fucking bomb, bro.
I had a bison burger before. Pretty good.
Or a buffalo or a buffalo. Half buffalo, half cow. Bomb, bro.
I never heard of it.
Well, yeah, they breed them, bro. They're half buffalo, half cows, dude. Because they're like really, yeah, they're like pretty much related in special fucking terms. So they can have babies. And they're bomb, bro. A buffalo! Bro, did you hear about the Taco Bell Hotel in Palm Springs, bro?
I haven't heard about that.
They just made the Taco Bell Resort and Hotel in fucking Palm Springs, bro. You go there, they fucking hook you up with a Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Oh, fucking, if they can get it.
Dude, cocktails, dude. Your whole room looks like a big old fucking bag of Dorito chips. All your napkins and fucking bedding and everything looks like the wrappers from the hot sauce fucking things, bro. It's a whole thing, bro. People are getting married there and shit, bro. Bro. I'm like, dude.
My dedication to Taco Bell is not that good if I can get married there.
Oh, by the way, this podcast is brought to you by Taco Bell.
Tastes like shit.
Where the mild sauce is sweet. Whoa.
Whoa. Hey, but no, serious. I want any. Do you know the first thing I thought when I seen that Taco Bell hotel thing, bro? I said,
you want to get married there?
No, I definitely want to go. The first thing I thought is I want to go there and stay a weekend.
Yeah,
no bullshit.
Check it out.
Okay, Florida guy breaks into somebody's home to make breakfast, and when the residents catch him, he just tells them to go back to sleep.
What?
Yeah, this guy breaks into a home to make breakfast, and when the guys wake up, the people who live there, and they're like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" He just tells them to go back to sleep. And he's like, hey,
just lay back down. Just go back to bed, man. Just make us some breakfast.
Just make some eggs. Yeah, I guess he was like drunk as fuck.
What about the guy that breaks into a fucking liquor store, fucking breaks in and buys cigarettes, leaves the money on the counter, and then fucking leaves, breaks back out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he went in.
Oh, he breaks in to buy liquor.
No, he broke into a liquor store to buy cigarettes because they were closed. And so he grabbed the cigarettes out of the counter, put, like, there was a camera right there, right? And like you see the camera, he like takes money, he takes $10, puts the $10 like up to the camera and like waves it and then sets it on the counter.
Yeah.
And then breaks back out.
Like, so he just wanted a pack of cigarettes and the place was closed.
Right. And he paid for them.
So he basically broke in and bought a pack of cigarettes and left.
And still got arrested, but...
For breaking and entering, but not for stealing.
You know what? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he just got a B&E. I mean, he didn't burglarize anything.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's cool.
He paid for it.
I'm not hating on that dude at all. I've done a lot worse than that, bro. You know? I would have just took the cigarettes amongst a lot of other shit.
Right.
Man arrested for doing donuts on Donald Trump's New Jersey golf course. Let's see. Video shows Tesla driver apparently sound asleep zooming down a turnpike. These people had to drive up next to this dude honking their horn while this dude's doing like 80 on the fucking freeway. Tell him, wake up, asshole. And this dude's full on asleep, bro.
Yeah, I've done that.
Bro, that's fucking hell, dude. You are asking for trouble.
No, well, I wasn't going 80 on the freeway. I was on my way to work and fell asleep.
Oh, I did. I fucking did, and I rolled the truck fucking 6 times, bro.
And somebody woke me up by honking their horn and screaming at me.
Fuck. They're like, get off the road, you piece of shit.
By the time I woke up, I was driving down Florida fucking and going to work, and then I woke up because the dude was fucking honking and screaming at me, and the... Fucking, I was in the oncoming traffic. Cars were coming at me.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, I was fucking doing a run from Wyoming to California. I was doing 2 of them a month, dude, with me and this dude. He's doing 10 years in the feds right now when I was living up at Randall's Pad up in Story, Wyoming.
Yeah.
We were running heroin and meth from down here up to there. And I would make the trip twice a month, dude. And I would drive down here with the dude who was doing all the moving, you know what I mean?
Right.
But we were just this guy that came down here and did all the picking up. I think I came down here at one point and got a hold of you to pick up and shit.
Yeah.
That was when we had you shipping us shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, dude, at one point I was in Wyoming, bro, and when I woke up from driving, bro, I was in Colorado, bro. So I drove 18 miles and I don't remember any of it, bro.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
For 18 miles, I drove, and the guy in the passenger seat who was with me, he was asleep too, so he didn't tell me. But when I woke up, I realized I was in a different city, and I don't remember any of it, bro.
Yeah, that's
and I'm
funny.
Like, how? So basically, I was like in some somnambulist zombie mode where I was aware of what I was doing, but I was asleep. You know what I mean?
Right, right. That's called something like road. You get hypnotized by the road or something.
That's exactly what it was, bro. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. And I had to pull over and stop him. And he's like, what's wrong, bro? And I'm like, bro, I don't remember the last 20 miles, bro. We could be dead right now. Like straight up. I don't remember the last 20 miles, dude. Like, and I probably haven't slept for fucking days, weeks. Who knows how long it was.
Right, right.
Hmm. Oh, let's see.
How about the time when we got that FedEx truck?
Oh, it wasn't that though.
Huh?
But something like that.
What?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right.
Like maybe some type of courier service. At one point, me and Killer Puke may or may not have taken just something that didn't belong to us, which was a whole vehicle full of Christmas packages from a certain courier service. But it wasn't that one you named for sure. No,
at all. Wasn't.
No.
No.
It was something like that though. And for this, and I have to tell everyone out there for this, because it very well might be possibly you missed a package that year for Christmas. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I fucking do apologize. What the hell was that? And if there is something I can do to make amends to you guys for doing such a fucking horrible, terrible, drug-related thing, then let me know. Hit me up at rotflpodcast@gmail.com and donate to us at Patreon, and we'll have a dialogue about it.
A little back and forth?
Yeah, we'll talk, you know, because that was some rough times of our life, bro.
Yeah, it was.
We did some heinous things. Oh, bro. All right, we are running low on time. I guess we can call it right there, bro.
Call it?
Yeah, right now. I mean, we're like 3 minutes under, but whatever. I'm pretty much burnt out on this one.
Yeah, me too. This one was kind of hard to get through.
Yeah, it was. I think it's just because we pushed that other one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's it for the ROTFL podcast. Hit us up at ROTFLpodcast@gmail.com. Signing off, Joshua Dark. And as always, my co-host, Killa Puke. And, dude, hit us up on Patreon. Donate. Whatever platform you guys are listening to this podcast on right now, I want you to go down to those comments or reviews. You're on iTunes, Spotify,
Stitcher,
TuneIn,
Paradise,
Overcast FM. You name it, dude. There's hundreds we're on. We're all over the place. I want you. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we have a YouTube channel. It is the ROTFL podcast channel. Okay, so all you have to do is search ROTFL podcast on YouTube. And you can hear these episodes on YouTube. So if that's easier for you, you can do that. I am now converting them to video and putting them up on the channel. So leave comments everywhere, dude. Rate and review our show. Send them to your friends. Share them. Dude, we want to get out there. We want to grow. We want to become a giant family. We want to be a cult together, dude. We want to go out to Hollywood.
Podcast mogul.
Yes, we want to go out to Hollywood and murk some supermodel, dude, and fucking become a fucking Quentin Tarantino movie 30 years down the road, dude. You know what I'm saying? We want to go fucking wear sandals with corduroy shorts out in the woods, dude, and fucking have orgies and fucking take psychedelics, bro. No bullshit. And then when it all falls apart, dude, we want to drink a bunch of fucking poison in our Kool-Aid, dude, and just call it quits, dude, while wearing brand new Nikes, dude. So come on, let's get this shit going, bro.
We're well on our way, man. Well on our way. We got like 16 listeners now.
Well, let's fucking do it, bro. We got about 26 more shows, so shit really starts picking up, dude. So just gotta keep plugging away, man.
All right.
All right. I love you guys, man. Signing off. Later.
Later.